Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, we're just going to take four more phone calls. Dr. Deagle disagrees with me. So we're going to go ahead and go to Dr. Deagle now. He's been a guest on this show, very interesting, informative fellow. And then we're going to finish up with Joe, Rodney, and Terry. And then I'm just covering news, hopefully in a calm fashion, for the balance of this third and final hour. Let's go ahead and go to Dr. Deagle. Dr. Deagle, how you doing?
Just wonderful. Your show is, as always, very informative, and but I do disagree on one very important point.
Well, that's certainly what it's all about. What do you disagree with?
I agree that this has been used as a terror tactic, and having worked in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter and taught the course for the American Academy of Environmental Medicine and worked directly with Special Op and Delta.
And you're talking about bird flu right now.
Yeah, the bird flu is really serious. What's happened is, it's my opinion that this bird flu is weaponized, that there are two genes that they've actually modified. But
Bill Sardi, and it's in mainstream news, got the same info, that somebody's injecting the birds with it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I believe that, but here's what there are two genes. One's called the PB2 gene, that they, all of a sudden, the K, which is a human gene, has appeared in position 627 in just in the last few years, and all over Asia. And secondly, there's a deletion that hasn't appeared before, but they've been playing around with this 1918 flu that they got. It was funded by the Rothschilds. Was resurrected, and they actually built the virus in Atlanta, and they have it in a BSL-3 laboratory in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, this virus has the same deletion, listen to this, in the NS1 gene that allows it to not produce interleukin-4, so it bypasses all mammals' immune systems so they get overwhelmed with virus and get a massive cytokine release, and it's the same deletion as 1918 flu. So how did that happen? It happened because they genetically engineered it. Now, what I think is happening is they don't yet have a flu that travels quickly between people, so it's not pandemic yet.
Yeah, it hasn't mutated where it's airborne yet.
There are several ways for it to happen. First is, and this is just a hypothesis, so I don't take this to the gospel, but I think, number one, the virus could be sitting literally in a laboratory already pre-engineered with the receptor binding gene, which is a tiny little section of just one of the eight genes that allow it to attach to human cells, number one. Number two, it can recombine in birds with the H7 flu that contains human genes in Europe, which they know already is there from research I've done in Dr. Nyman. Or it can combine in pigs or humans if they just get the regular flu and get this bird flu. So we now have millions of chances, and all you need is one teeny little cleavage point gene section to transfer. And once it starts to jump from one cell to another, and it's my viewpoint that the government has completely, these above-government organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, World Health Organization, I was told this in 97 at HLI in Zurich when I privately met with the International Board. They told me they were actually working, that the WHO was working in these clandestine labs working on the flu back then in the 90s. So I know that this is coming, and they're using it to bring us into and to force the chip into everybody for quarantine. They have quarantine stations now. They're just examining rooms in something like 18-plus international airports, U.S. airports now, today. And they're planning on having it set up so they can have a lockdown room where they can transfer you sterilely to a vehicle that can take you to a FEMA detention facility. That's already happened. So it's my viewpoint that this flu is not yet at that step. Now, this is only my hypothesis, but it seems very strange that we have plans by STRATCOM to attack Iran. At the very same time, we have Pakistan, that has a mutual defense treaty with Iran, having a huge earthquake, number one, and we have China having a major outbreak of this bird flu in Asia occurring, which I absolutely am certain that this was weaponized. So, yes, we're not there with pandemic flu, but it's on its way, and it's nasty. And they're planning to bring in a new world order with this flu.
Well, let's talk about it for a few minutes more on the other side, Dr. Deagle, if you can. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got about 51 minutes left in this worldwide transmission against global tyranny. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Going to finish up with Dr. Deagle here in a moment, who called in to disagree with me about the severity of the avian bird flu now spreading into different areas of Europe, as far south as Greece, and as far west as far western Russia. But before we go back to Dr. Deagle, let me just be clear about this. I've talked to a lot of doctors, a lot of virologists, a lot of scientists. I have interviewed a lot of health reporters that have been tracking this for a long time. But before I get into it, let me just build a foundation here. I remember 5-6 years ago when the military team, and now they're the team in control of it in Wisconsin, went up near the North Pole and dug up some frozen whalers, dead sailors out of the frozen tundra. One of them was particularly obese, and so they were able to get his intact lungs with complete virus in it. And I said, you're going to hear about this, not because I have a crystal ball, but because I've seen their tactics so many times. They're not even going to mention where it came from. They're just going to say, suddenly it's a new threat again, and where it's magically popped up again, and then at the same time, oh, they're going to have it in the laboratory. Well, simultaneously, this new avian flu has popped up, and it's almost identical to the 1918 flu that killed 50 million people conservatively. And then magically, oh, they've designed it all by themselves as well in another laboratory. And, oh, terrorists might have it, and so just get ready to be hit by it. And we'd better give up all of our freedoms to martial law, as Henry Kissinger said at a Bilderberg Group meeting in 91, you know, if there was a bio attack, we would accept and beg for foreign troops. And now Bush has got foreign troops here for the emergency in New Orleans, which they helped deepen and exacerbate. And, oh, now they're talking about foreign assets. If our troops are tied down fighting the war on terror, why, if we've got some type of outbreak, our friends in Canada and Mexico and Europe may have to come here to save us. And Bush might have to be dictator for life. And why, if the bird flu comes in a couple of years, see, I think this is all training right now. Now they're saying, oh, it might be next year or the next year. Oh, it might come during the election. We might cancel the election. Oh, martial law might be needed. And they've told police departments all over the country, well, we'll have to confiscate guns. During a breakdown in quarantine, we can't have citizens having guns. But then scientists who aren't on government payroll go, having a quarantine won't stop it. It won't do anything. These birds can fly anywhere. People will be all over the place. The military is going to be in contained facilities. They'll be the biggest spreaders of it, bar none. This Tamiflu that, of course, Rumsfeld owns doesn't even really help you. There's natural remedies that are much better. So all this is going on, and obviously the evidence shows that the Japanese are saying it's just showing up. The Chinese are saying it's just showing up in birds with no connection to other birds. Dozens of places all over the world simultaneously in bird crops that haven't been exported or moved. So it does look like it's being implanted. It does look like it's manufactured. All the evidence points towards that. And yes, if it adds the coupler genes to be able to hook up and spread from human to human instead of animal, pig, or bird to human, we'll have a big problem. But we're not 1918 where we're malnourished and people are in the trenches and there's fleas everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. And you know, they say it has a 50% kill rate. Well, that's 50% of those that go to the hospital. But then you look at the statistics, 95% of people with this flu aren't going to the hospital. And they say 60 dead. Then they say they've got a vaccine for you, but clearly the vaccine won't even protect you. Another big scam. And the globalists have said that they want to get us into compact cities, get us in a police state grid, which they're doing with terror, and then start killing us with bioweapons. So I have no doubt that in the next decade, we're all going to be dying in mass and huge extermination squads and martial law that goes along with that, because that's the globalist plan, unless we expose them. Remember they said smallpox is going to break out. We know terrorists have got it. It's going to happen. And then they said 14 million first responders, firefighters, medical workers, police, military, you've all got to take it. And 99%+ said no. And so suddenly smallpox wasn't going to get us any minute. SARS was going to kill a billion people. Why? They had to quarantine areas of Dallas and Toronto, Canada, and it's all over. Now you don't hear about SARS anymore. So make no mistake, I mean, these bloody-minded killers are probably going to pull something. But now we've already got, well, here's an article out of the London Independent. Bird flu will kill 50,000 people in London or in England alone, but not this year. A bird flu pandemic would kill about 50,000 people in Britain, but not necessarily strike this winter, the government's chief medical officer said Wednesday. Sir Liam Donaldson said that it was a question of when, not if, the disease infected birds in Asia and the fringes of Eastern Europe mutated into the deadly form of human influenza. The last 5 years, they announced, it's going to be deadly every year. Idiots line up and get it, then they get their Alzheimer's. The number of deaths in Britain could reach 750,000 if the human strain were particularly serious, although a lower figure was more realistic, he said. But what will martial law do to keep you safe? Nothing. And but see, you won't worry about politics or high gas prices or being ripped off or losing your jobs as we go into the globalist economy if all this is happening. These are endless diversions. In a typical year, influenza kills about 12,000 people in the UK, mostly the elderly and the infirm. Sir Liam's comments came as the government prepared to contact every GP in the country about the threat of the flu pandemic. Dr. Deagle, your comments on what I've said.
Well, there's a couple things. First is that, number one, these other things, SARS and so on, I agree. In fact, one of my contacts inside Bethesda told me that the SARS was probably a race-specific virus, but it's not a very good one. Coronaviruses are not very deadly. Repeatedly from my contacts, they've told me that they've been working on engineering the flu. When they got this virus fragments from this obese whaler, they actually didn't have the whole virus. So it took them 7 years to resurrect the virus.
Yeah, I have read they didn't have the whole virus, but I've also read they did find the whole virus, and now
they
just completed it.
They just had, what they did is they actually used biogene engines to actually build it. And what's really, not strange, but really evil, is that all of a sudden, as you say, this is appearing all of a sudden in bird populations that are isolated that couldn't possibly get the same genetics. And they're also, on its own, they're evolving. So the six strains in Asia that are mild, like a flu, regular flu, and there's six strains that are extremely deadly, all genetically distinct, like the ones in Qinghai province of China, completely distinct from the ones in Vietnam. So the vaccine, you're right, is useless, and it's all laced with mercury and so on that'll cause brain damage. Their policy, you're right, of martial law will cause more deaths rather than just host quarantine, which people can do on their own. What they're doing is trying to maximize death and trying to stick the damn chip in people. And the real final thing here is, I believe they've got the final weaponized strain sitting in a lab somewhere now, ready to release it when they want, and either spray it in an aircraft over China or whatever, and that their plan is, when it's opportune and they want to roll this out, they'll do it. But the problem is that the virus itself is completely out of control. In the words of Dr. Nyman, it doesn't matter if it came from a bioweapons lab or if it comes spontaneously. This virus.
Well, I'll just give up all my rights, and then I'll be okay.
Well, first off, I think that's garbage. I think we don't need to give up our rights. In fact, I confronted the FEMA director.
But the government says they want to kill us in their own documents, so I should trust them.
Yeah, right. I'm going to tell you right from the inside that the plans that this evil, call it government plans, and the globalists, is so damn evil, and I've heard from so many sources on the inside that they plan that this avian flu, whether it's, and the problem is, once the virus is endemic, they'll use it as plausible deniability to say, oh, well, it'll just be combined, and now it's all of a sudden hit France, or it's all of a sudden hit America or China. So they're going to have plausible deniability to say, well, it just emerged. And they even sent around the 1957 to 68 version in test kits to thousands of different labs in 18 countries, just in the last couple of years from the...
No, I know that. That broke about 6 months ago.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Plausible deniability.
Right, and then, of course, they've got the BSL-3 lab, which is insane. It's not a negative pressure lab in Madison, Wisconsin, where they actually rebuilt the 1918 flu. And the director there says...
Well, but listen, we got to leave that wide open. We got to leave the borders wide open.
Yeah.
To keep us safe, though, Dr. Deagle, we need police checkpoints in Indiana.
Yeah, we got to have a camera watching my butt going down the street in Denver if I'm visiting friends, right? Or traveling in San Francisco like I was there 2 weeks ago. But they got to leave the borders wide open so they can let illegals with resistant TB and leprosy come across the border.
Well, that's because leprosy fights Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yeah. This is deadly. And when they want to kill millions or they want to force the national ID and the world ID on us, they're going to release this damn thing because I think that they're going to try to force us into this world ID.
The government wouldn't do that. They love us.
The government will do it. I tell you from my friends on Delta.
After the pandemic of 06, we were forced to go to a world ID card.
Exactly. And then once this virus is endemic, it's going to be there for decades. So they can always use it as an excuse that it didn't happen, let's say, the fall of 2005, but it happened right at election time, as you say. But the problem is, this damn thing is dangerous, and it also can recombine on its own.
Well, also, Dr. Deagle, thanks for the call. They can also just say the normal flu could be this. Oh, we've got quarantines. Got to get used to martial law and troops ordering you around. Just all of a sudden, all these reasons for it. Don't worry. We're the government. Never mind, we're taking your private property. In fact, give me that firearm. Thank you. Don't worry, your government loves you. We're the authorities. Shut up. civilians.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
And your patient calls in here quickly because there is a mountain of news we haven't even gotten to yet. But the callers do take us in directions we never go in. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, go ahead. Then Rodney and Terry.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I heard some real disturbing news yesterday. I was attending a Muslim evening feast, and we were talking about global politics. And this Malaysian man told me that he heard in Iraq that they had captured some Americans, just like the Brit MI6 with these improvised bombs. I said, no, no, repeat everything you just said. He says, yeah, some Americans were caught, just like the British were. And they had some Humvees come up, take custody of them, and just drive off, and nothing else was said. I said, wait a minute, CNN didn't cover this, did they? He says, no. I'm going to be seeing him later on tonight, but the first thing I thought was, man, Alex has to hear about this, and I didn't hear you mentioning it, so it might be news to you. I'm going to check.
Well, I mean, there's this former Malaysian president who's highly respected by the West and has been seen as a friend in the past, and he's saying it's well known, which we did catch them red-handed, that our own government was carrying out those bombings there, and that's what he's saying. I mean, they have caught our troops, quote, accidentally shooting and bombing our own people, but it wasn't accidental. They have caught British dressed up like Arabs attacking. They have caught the Israelis doing it, so... But it fits into P2OG. Listen, it's the Pentagon's official strategy is to have it be a civil war quagmire.
Oh, yes. The other thing I'm worried about is that the administration is using the mass media to anesthetize the American public. They're just getting war coverage fatigue. They keep hearing it over and over, and people don't care anymore. They don't care if it's the worst thing that ever hit planet Earth. They just don't want to hear it anymore. I'm concerned about if you repeat something
long enough. Yeah, it's another 5 dead today, another 2 dead today.
Oh, yeah. And the thing I'm worried about is people getting complacent and saying, well, we've heard this all yawn, you know, next issue, next topic, next MTV video or something. And all I can say is people, they mad. We do have an election coming up, and I do believe what you said will come to pass. And I don't see a whole lot of wiggle room for people that just want to sit on the fence. You know, you're going to be rounded up just like everybody else.
I appreciate the call. Throughout history, governments have got total power and control, and they just go crazy and want even more and start attacking their neighbors and arresting their populations. I mean, this is the nature of these corrupt elites. And to hear the phony conservative talk show host now saying that it was always about bringing democracy to Iraq, and now we've brought democracy, and the liberals are so angry. The liberals are outvoting Republicans for most of these wars. The liberals are owned by the same interests. There's no difference. But again, they act like there is. They are. Every time Bill Clinton comes out and attacks George Bush, Bush's ratings go back up for a few days. Now they're at all-time lows again. So we're at a crossroads. Bird flu, terrorist attacks, the economy crashing. One of these things is going to happen. I mean, if you think the $5 trillion the Federal Reserve printed in the last couple of years is bad, now they're even accelerating that record. The dollar is going to be like the peso. And some poor Mexican immigrant, I can talk to them and they know what it means to have a devalued currency. Oh, yes, the dollar is not what it used to be. Seriously, I talk to these people. But some yuppie in a Mercedes, they'll just... It's a spirit of giggling, snickering, mindlessness that I just can't figure out. I guess they've never had any trials, never had any tribulations. Life has been one endless holiday. And I'm telling you, folks, that's coming to a big, fat, screeching halt. I mean, I can feel it. That's why I've kind of got a c'est la vie, bon voyage, have a good trip attitude. Because all I care about is my family, and you know, that means I care about this country because my family lives here. But and we've done a good job waking people up, and folks are awake, and the government is discredited, but they don't care. They just, because it doesn't matter if George Bush is politically destroyed. He's a puppet. He's a tire. They replace him. Birdcage liner, coffee filter, light bulb, expendable, disposable. And then he'll take all the blame for this, and he'll be gone, folks, and we'll still be sitting in the middle of martial law. And you watch, the Democrats are going to love it all of a sudden. As soon as Bush is out and this whole thing's in place, the Democrats are going to be in control, and now, suddenly that's all going to be fine, and Republicans aren't going to know what to do. It's just, they play us like a fiddle. A few more calls, and I'm going to get into some more of the news, but God help us. I mean, pray for this country.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John, I just thought of this. John, right before he went back on air, popped in my ear. One of the great fellows up there running the show in Minnesota. I'm down here in Austin, Texas. He said, have you seen the movie Equilibrium yet? Which people always tell me about. It's some police state film set in the near future, a dystopic novel made into a film. And he said, yeah, the start of it starts like your martial law video in the 21st century. Government has become corrupt. That made me think something I've never done is air the first minute and a half or so, you know, with the British voiceover for martial law. And that'll be the original trailer or the long trailer. It's in the martial law section of Infowars.com, John. You go to Infowars.com and then click on the martial law section, you know, that tells you about the film. It'll say the original trailer or the long trailer. Download the high-res copy of that, the first minute and a half, and let's air that at the end of the show. Can you do that? Thanks a lot. Since you mentioned that, why not air that? It's pretty ominous. I think we did a good job. Let's take a few final calls, and I really got to hurry through some other news. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, Rodney.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Saturday I was at prisonplanet.com, and I noticed that you had another story that point out the glaring weaknesses of this government once again and how they're really not there to help the citizens of this country. And the article was talking about the mayor of Atlanta, how she said that none of the FEMA money has been received or been given to help 42,000 victims of Hurricane Katrina. And I really appreciate how you expose the these white elephants, you know, that the news media, they try to pretend as though they...
Well, here's an example. Bush says every contract will be given to local companies and citizens. And almost nothing's been given to people in Louisiana, period. It's almost all out of state. So, I mean, just everything they say is a lie.
Right. And just one other real brief thing I'd like to hear your comments on. I just seen another article out of another newspaper talking about another white elephant, this 25-foot crater that in, the mayor, Megan of New Orleans, he admitted was at the foot of those levees that broke. But we're not hearing about that, and I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Well, police and other people in law enforcement said they saw explosions, heard explosions. There have been reports of these craters. You know, the Negan runs around saying the CIA may kill me, and then he shuts up about it. And look, I don't know what happened there, but I know this. FEMA cut the communication lines. They jammed the police radios as the hurricane came in. They cut police towers. They wouldn't let food in. They knew there'd be riots. They've done social studies on it, sociological studies. And they wanted those images then to over-report the amount of looting and shooting to then, oh, we need martial law. See, everything's martial law. Everything's why we need martial law.
And finally, the gun confiscations. I haven't heard one
still
word.
Still ongoing. The federal court said stop it. They're still doing it.
So they don't even abide by the rule of law. It's really pitiful.
It's all, we got armored vehicles, we wear masks, and we got machine guns, and we're going to kill this country.
Well, that's
bottom
all
line, we're here to kill America.
That's all I got, Alex.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's just we're here to kill this country, and we're going to do it. Now get out of our way. And I can't believe these guys will follow these orders just to be in their little Darth Vader outfits and to make $40,000 a year. They'll do anything they're told. And I just can't understand it, folks. I mean, frankly, people call it a weakness that I will not, if something doesn't totally agree with my morals, I will not, you know, no amount of money will buy me. And that's seen as unusual. That's been the norm throughout Western civilization. It was the few, the pathetic, who were buyable. I mean, I don't, and you know, people all make excuses of themselves. You're a bunch of whores, okay? And I'm tired of it. And I just have trouble dealing with it. Terry in Texas, last caller. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi. I just feel like we just can't give up all the little firefighters that we have to fight, too, at the same time. Like that bumper sticker, think globally, act locally. And if every Texan who's listening to you today would go to TexasTollParty.com and read a letter that for one little click of a button you can send a letter to your governor and your legislators and tell them you do not want them taking a half a million acres of farmland away from these farmers to build a toll road that a Spanish company is going to make a killing off of and how they're going to put the toll roads all over Texas.
But King Juan Carlos needs money.
TexasTollParty.com. You can go add your little postscript and you can send them a letter because there are about 53 legislators in Texas who are against this toll road and they're against the corridor. And for the time it takes to watch an advertisement, you can go to some
but
of these websites.
But so what if we can stop being taxed and tracked and ticketed with transponders and all of our inspection stickers?
It's very
that
scary.
Doesn't matter. What matters is the UT horns.
But we can vote on November 8th, and we can vote against that Proposition 1 and 9.
You're right. I can go vote on Hart Intercivic machines.
That's another thing. We got to work for the paper ballots. We can fight these fires. We have to fight these fires locally as well. We have to, like, go to meetings and find out more about how can we get paper ballots.
Hey, I totally agree with you. Thanks for the call, Terry. But so-called men aren't supposed to do that. Men are supposed to wallow around drinking beer, watching television, while their kids smokes dope in the backyard. men are just supposed to swagger around acting tough. You know, a man isn't supposed to actually defend their family or their children's future. A man is supposed to swagger around with a George Bush sticker or a Bill Clinton sticker on his car. And women are supposed to be out at the bar with their girlfriends giggling and acting like idiots. Or, you know, fretting about wrinkles at the corners of their eyes and getting the latest collagen injections from dead Chinese slaves. Well, so what if they're dead Chinese slaves? I need my looks. Yeah, we do put out little fires. We had Vicky Karp on yesterday talking about the election fraud and the industrialized CIA control of our elections. And I constantly talk about the toll roads. I would tell you, get your phone book out and actually call the legislators yourself. I would say actually go to their local office in your town. But believe me, Terry, they know you don't want it. Houston poll, 98%. Austin poll, 93%. And now that people in Austin have learned more, the last poll was, 95%. TxDOT employees leaked. We have good people in government. TxDOT employees leaked the documents to Brewster McCracken, the city council member, that they, and it was marked classified. TxDOT, classified, that they have more money than they need. That they do not have a shortfall in highway funds. Well, no kidding. Oil use is up at record levels. The taxes is at record levels. When you hear this boulder dash about how there's no money for stuff, folks, government sits around and laughs. They got an old trick. They won't fill potholes, they won't put new radios in police cars until everything else is paid for, and they've made select government investments in stocks and bonds, and they've bought themselves all new luxury Cadillacs that the politicians or Escalades drive around in. Literally. I mean, lowly bureaucrats drive around in $50,000 vehicles. And then they come along and they make some cuts. A few paltry cuts that don't even fit into the bigger picture, and they go, oh, see, we got to have tax increases. And so the people do not want a transponder in their inspection sticker, and they do not want to be taxed as you drive down existing main roads, and they do not want to be ticketed from transponder reader to transponder reader. You think TxDOT and Department of Public Safety cares? 5 years ago, they had the radio readers up in San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston, and they're putting them up in Austin right now. They're building it, and they don't care if none of you want it. They don't care if there's plenty of money. They got machine guns. You understand? They'll stick a gun in your mouth, and they'll cock it and say, I'm gonna take you to jail if you don't carry this little inspection sticker, and you don't pay Juan Carlos. King Juan Carlos, it's true, is the company that he owns the company that's going to tax you. A king. Let me say it again. A king is going to be taxing you. I hope you enjoy it. Because that son of a bitch, and excuse me using that French, but it's true, that son of the devil is, I'm getting a little upset, I apologize for that light French, but I mean, he is a piece of trash. That inbred maggot, how's that, okay? Is came to this state and paid off our politicians openly, a foreign corporation, openly, and it's also a consortium, there's some German money involved. They came to this state and they paid our people off, they've been doing it for a decade, and they own them now, and you know what, he's going to own our roads, and you're going to pay him. Over half the money, the $4,000+ a year you're going to be paying locally and in the state, half that money is going to go into that piece of trash's pocket. Now, you want to live in a new world order, folks, you're going to get to live in one where you pay direct taxes to the King of Spain. And you tell one of these snot-nosed yuppies that, they'll giggle and drool at you. Because let me tell you something. Deep down, they're the biggest cowards you've ever seen in your life. Let me tell you what a yuppie does. And I mean a nouveau riche neocon yuppie. They make split-second decisions to accept everything. If they look at a threat that looks like they can't deal with it, they'll automatically mentally decide to join it. I guess even if a bus is coming toward them about to run them over, they won't try to jump out of the way. They'll just say, well, I'm a hood ornament. I am. I mean, they literally, I've seen them. They'll deny something when it's proven to them. They'll go, okay, I accept it, so what? I only care about myself. You're an idiot. And they'll laugh at those of us that care. Like we're weak. Like we're stupid. Hey, parasite, everything you've got's because of people like us. People a lot better than us that came before us. You're living off the work of people that came before you, you little idiot. And I mean it. You really are the scum of the earth. And so they hear this stuff, and their whole world is about making split-second decisions. Their whole world is about laughing at it. Their whole world is about giggling about it. Their whole world is about making a big joke out of it. You see, if they're faced with something, they just make a joke about it. And then supposedly that gives them power over it mentally, and they think everything's okay. Well, let me tell you something. God forbid your child, when they're 10 years old, you find out they got a leukemia, which is up thousands of percentiles. Cancer on average is up 500% in the last 20 years, but childhood leukemias are just up by several thousand percentage points, depending on the leukemia. And it's directly linked to the stuff in the vaccines. And when that baby's sitting there dying and you're wrenching your yuppie guts out, you remember I warned you, you stupid idiots. It isn't funny. The wages of sin are death. Being a giggly-eyed idiot doesn't get you ahead in life. You need to be knocked upside the head, you fools. We're dealing with psychopathic killers that are now running this country. They're a bunch of social engineers who get off on doing bad things to us, and I'm sick of it. I got so much proof it's coming out my ears. I'm sick of proving it. There's nothing else to prove, people. All right, I just am so sick of it. And she brings that point up, and it just makes me go livid. I think I suppress things like that. I remember 2 years ago learning who owned this toll company. And I learned it was a European consortium. And then I typed it into Google and I went and I learned that the majority owner is the Royal House of Spain and Juan Carlos. I mean, this has got to make you sick. You know who owns BP? Queen of England. Biggest owner. You know who owns Dutch Royal Shell? Dutch Royal Family. I'm sick of these people, and I'm sick of them saying they want to kill me and my family. They actually write books saying they want to kill us, and you sit there and giggle about it? We're talking about powerful people that say they want to kill you, and now they've engineered this flu, and they're scaremongering us, and they're running around saying, give all your rights up when the flu comes, the troops are going to keep you safe, and the flu's coming from the very people that engineered it. I mean, face it, we're living in insanity. We ought to all rip our clothes off and put on sackcloth. What's the point of putting sackcloth on? This horrible, scratchy cloth. It's to make you think about what you're in, to make you think about what you've done, to make you constantly think about the uncomfortable position you've put the entire tribe in, the entire society in. Again, folks, you can yell and scream about the football team and get upset and paint your face up and wear monster outfits and act like complete fools, and that's normal. I get upset about the fact that I'm going to have to pay thousands of dollars to a foreign royalty, inbred Hitler-supporting royalty, and some stupid cop will take me to jail under felony charges if I take or disable that transponder. That was in the bill we just beat. And that dumb-as-dirt cop is going to take me to jail and feel good about it because I disabled the transponder and that's how he gets his paycheck paid. When you got a caller earlier wanted me to talk about the comprehensive annual financial report. And simply put, the government has two sets of books and it's totally public. All the big investors get it, the mutual funds get it, the big newspapers get it, it's a big inside joke. I mean, go talk to the local editor of your big newspaper at a dinner party, and I'm not going to talk about that. How do you know about that? See, it's all for the insiders to know. And the government takes over half the money that comes in and has been investing it for 50-plus years. And they got so much money, it's insane. Over 70% of the stock market is government investments. And the corporations have merged with the government, and we're all slaves. And now they're putting a grid in to control us. All these cameras, all these militarized police are to... It isn't enough for them. There's never enough. They want it all. And so they're going to squeeze old ladies for double coal oil or fuel oil prices this winter for no reason. It's just, there's never enough for them. They're going to take people's property and then just give it to a developer to build on it. They're gonna destroy. It's what they've always done. That's the nature of the elite. Is they're a bunch of inbred, trashy people who have no love of the species, who just revel in destroying everything good and decent. I'll hit one or two stories and get back. And in this transmission, you believe in what we're doing, you need to get Road to Tyranny and the Masters of Terror and all my films and make copies so at least when these guys take over, more people will know who we're dealing with. Look, we haven't even begun to fight. We're never giving up. And we're going to win. And the New World Order is going to pay.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Think about it. Close to 100% of Texans don't want the toll roads. They're totally criminal. They have plenty of money. We have their own documents. And Juan Carlos, the king of Spain, gets most of the money. But that's okay. That's how. See, that's globalism, people. Here's the intro to my film, Martial Law. Go ahead and roll it.
In the early years of the 21st century, terrorism was used by governments across the world as a pretext to scare their populations into submission. Life became a surveillance grid nightmare, with every individual's actions ruthlessly catalogued and recorded by the state. Secret arrests, checkpoints, and warrantless searches spread. The final incremental march of the police state, culminating in open martial law. This is the story of how the elite sold their people into slavery and scared the once proud and brave people of the West into submitting to being cannon fodder in wars for world domination.
Our enemies have made clear the danger they pose to our security.
All right. That's the little four-minute intro to the film, and that's downloaded off the web. It's even better quality on DVD. But I hope you'll get it. It's a miniseries, three films in one, $25.95. And, martial law needs to be seen. It's my best work, folks. If you haven't gotten it, it's on VHS and DVD. You need to have it. You need to get it out to people. Toll-free number to order it, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Big discounts on the video when you get more than one copy. And if you want to support us, and people are always asking how they support us, buy 5-10 copies of the video. And consider that to be a donation. I don't want just straight-up donations. I'd rather you just get a bunch of the videos and give those to people, and then we know that money is going to good. So please, you can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership to watch all the films online and download and burn copies. Or you can go to Infowars.com and order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Please don't wait. White House was worried about rogue CIA group, reporter says. French news agency reporting a new account of the CIA leak scandal rocked the White House. Roy McGovern told us this a year ago. Suggests top presidential aides were seriously concerned about a dissident faction inside the U.S. spy agency that appeared to work even behind the back of the CIA director to debunk the notion that Iraq had WMDs. A faction, it was the entire group of analysts. They had to create a fake group of special plans to produce BS. The first-hand account delivered yesterday by Judith Miller, a New York Times reporter at the center of the leak story, cast new light on the Byzantine world of Washington politics. So see, just like TxDOT released the classified documents going, we got plenty of money. Why are you going to turn half our major highways into toll roads?
Because Lord Juan Carlos says,
literally, our forefathers fought so hard to throw these royals out of here, our own royals, British royals. We got Spanish royals feeding off of us. Man, I've had enough. It's just, it's Twilight Zone. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Shame on you, police. You're going, what do you mean? 2 years from now, they get this through. A year from now, you'll be arresting people for not having their transponder in order. Juan Carlos must have his money because he's Juan Carlos. Ugh. Senior military torture investigator found dead, clearly murdered. And yeah, your Xerox printers, the ink tracks you and puts basically your everything about you on the page. We're out of time. Take care.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.